So we're just carrying on talking about self-hacking, which is an intriguing concept. So we've talked about kind of getting your own data, taking control of that. And you were talking about, I guess, kind of benchmarking that against against other people almost.
Yeah, it's useful to compare your levels of activities with what's normal, so you can see if you're a couch potato or if you're not. Or I mean, it's not only about fitness. I mean, the one of the things about Converge data is that you get more of an insight into what you do. Yeah. So if you've got the smart meter stuff tells you what you do at home,
yeah.
And it also tells you what the rest of the family do at home as well. And the accelerometer and location is more personal and throughout the day. But one of the barriers to this type of thing are different to the barriers to the free service advertising type use of personal data, and the barriers in the what we call the customer relationship management CRM model are in user engagement and, you know, giving incentives for people to actually do anything.
Yeah.
But this one, the issue is not really engagement, because people are quite interested in themselves. It's about what we call data literacy. So there are very few people that actually understand in the general public how much you can learn about yourself from looking at these sort of traces. So there's an education problem. And there's also an issue that which is related, that if the money for this is not going to come from large organisations doing CRM, then it has to come direct from the users.
Okay,
so they have to perceive a value. I think that's the barriers are completely different, and the convergence point of the IoT streams are different. One's around the organisation, one's around the individual. And the other thing is that this is a kind of a step along the road to potentially disrupting the way business is done in general. So that at the moment we have advertising for vendors' products. If you do a Google search for something, like 9 out of 10 of the search hits are going to be trying to flog you something. This is more about the users getting used to analysing their own personal data, and then maybe in time they'll start saying, well, actually, I'm interested in one of those and I'm prepared to pay this for it. So this would be this is kind of an embryonic vendor relationship management model where you have buyers groups and tools of empowered users, tools for empowered users to actually to have a slightly less imbalanced marketplace where it's not all supermarkets and large organisations, but it's more kind of more even.
In a more conscious exchange of data.
That's very much a stage 2.
Very exciting. Thank you very much.